Welcome to Dish Nation. Today we got a fantastic show for all of you. But before we get all started, let's say hello to the Atlanta crew. Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
Chewy's also here. He's at home. He's here in Los Angeles. And look who is back. It is our queen, Portia.
Yeah.
To Portia in a few about her experience there in Louisville, Kentucky at the protest. Now, later, did Snoop Dogg admit to cheating on his wife in a song? You're going to listen and see what you think. Also, is the NBA taking safety to a whole new level by having a snitch hotline about inside the bubble?
What's going
on in there? And it looks like supermodel Beverly Johnson changed her mind about marriage. But first, let's check in with the lovely Portia.
It's
been all over social media. It's been all over the news, Portia. We even talked about it here on Dish you, along with various reality stars and celebrities, were among the 87 people that were arrested at the Breonna Taylor protest there in Louisville, Kentucky. You were on the lawn, I think, of Attorney General Daniel Cameron's home. And now it seems that all the protesters have been released, but you've all been charged with one felony and two misdemeanors. But Portia, you know, we're so glad to have you back. And I'm just so curious and dying to hear about that experience.
Well, first of all, the experience was, it was powerful. It really was. Of course, at the end of the day, nobody wants to have to leave the comforts of their home and travel to go somewhere and have to protest. All these things that we're having to do, get arrested, et cetera, to get attention. But the point in all of us doing it was for us to bring attention to Breonna Taylor's case. Because it has been over 120 days and nobody has been charged in her murder. Now, imagine, the same way I was sitting at home deciding whether I was going to go to Kentucky or not, the same way she was in the comforts of her own home and had it burst into her home and she was murdered. So I just didn't feel like I had the right to sit at home and be comfortable if we don't have rights as a people. And so I just took it upon myself to unite with Tamika Mallory, who is the co-founder of Until Freedom. And we got together and we decided to go and take part in her civil disobedience action, which is a direct action that we took to bring awareness to Breonna Taylor's case. We want it to be investigated better. It hasn't been handled well, and that's really what the demand is at this point. And I personally would like to escalate it even further and ask the Supreme Court to be a part of this. You know, let's get the governor involved. Something has to be done at this point, and that is why I sacrificed myself, my freedom. That's what we all did it for.
Portia, what can we do to help to change things and push this initiative further?
I would like to just ask everybody to be a part of it. At this point, an injustice to one is an injustice to many. So just get online. Listen, Kentucky, the officials are all right there. Write them. Demand this justice. This is something we have to demand for humanity. And if you do that, trust me, it'll help the sadness, the pain, everything that you're feeling, because you'll know that you're being active.
Wow. Well, Portia, I mean, it's been a while since Brad been, so I have a question. Is it true that they still serve bologna sandwiches in jail?
You know, what's so crazy is there was a mystery meat that was in jail, and when I first got there, I was like, I'm not eating that. But by the 12th and almost the 13th hour, I tow it up, okay? And was thankful for it.
Oh, that's right, baby.
All right, y'all, we're switching gears a little bit. Looks like Snoop Dogg is actually in the doghouse with his wife, Shantae. And he got some stuff to get off his chest. Now, we touched back on it a while ago, and it's been buzzing down in the streets for a minute, but they were saying he cheated on his wife with this lady by the name of Selena Powell, who's like a well-known clout chaser. She's been a little bit of everything. She's like a human mixtape. A lot of rappers been on there. So maybe there's a little bit of validity to this because Snoop addressed these rumors in a brand new song. Check it out.
I'm tired of saying sorry for the same damn, they lost my queen around with that lame what? Ashamed of myself cause I shamed you, good or bad, right or wrong, we always bang through. The so we're one out the ES, you wanna buy them all, I'ma let her, no PS. Cars, purses, diamonds, VS, real ghetto love, two-stepping at the GS.
So, Chewy, what do you think? You out there on the streets, maybe you see Selena Powell bopping around, do you think he's talking about her?
Oh, You know what? I'm not surprised that Snoop rapped about it in a song. He's an artiste. That's what he does. That's the best way. That's his form of communication. He's a rapper. So that's how he's going to confess to something he probably did. When I do something bad, that's what I do. I either sing it or rap it. I pretty much do the same thing that Snoop does. You know, when I'm like, oh, baby, what's up? Good morning. I didn't do the dishes. Sorry. Sorry.
Doesn't it say in the lyrics that he buys her stuff and goes shopping, or is he saying he buys the woman he had an affair with? Something?
Yeah, who was he talking about?
He was talking about Shantae. Come on.
She's in it to win it. She's like, okay, we've been together for a long time. You can do what you want. I'm still getting that Fendi bag.
All right, y'all. Let's keep it moving on. There's some snitches dribbling around the NBA, y'all. Okay, y'all. So here's the deal. 22 NBA teams are currently prepping to begin the new season at the NBA bubble at the Walt Disney Resort. And the coronavirus pandemic is still going strong. So the NBA has set up a hotline for NBA employees to anonymously report social distancing violations, y'all. Wow. And according to the reports, the phone lines have been blowing up. Oh, my God. And a lot of players now have gotten violations and warnings for the social distancing orders. And now the players are referring to the hotline as the snitch hotline.
Well, you got to protect your health. What? I mean, Heidi, do you think this is snitching? Because, like, listen, COVID-19 is still a real thing. And you're in a closed area sweating, passing a ball around.
Yeah, I mean, see, that's the fine line between snitching and be like, listen, I'm just looking out for us. I don't want us to get shut down again.
Right.
So follow the rules so we can continue playing basketball and making money.
If we're inside the bubble, everybody in the bubble is fine. Kind of like if you're staying home with your own family. Well, you don't have to social distance from your family. You still have dinner at the dinner table together.
But if I know you're sneaking
out. They're talking about sneaking people in. Remember that drill we talked about here on Dish? They were trying to sneak somebody in. These guys cannot take a break from the sex.
See, and I don't even think it's one of the players that's snitching. I picture that dude that be in the memes on the phone all the time, the black guy. Yeah. Like, I picture it's him.
Calling up people. All right, guys, from the first lady to podcaster, Michelle Obama will be hitting the internet airwaves, hosting her own podcast on Spotify. Go ahead, Michelle Obama. I love it.
We love her.
Yes, it will be called the Michelle Obama Podcast, and it premieres July the 29th. The former First Lady said in a statement that her hope is to explore meaningful topics together and figure out answers to the questions we're all trying to answer in our own lives. I love it, Michelle. I'm going to listen to you when this starts.
So to all of y'all, honey, so to everybody, y'all, what would y'all want her to talk about, or what would y'all expect her to discuss?
I want her to talk about her family, like the dynamic of, like, having such a powerful husband. Been her being proud in her own right. How did they not have a power struggle? Because a lot of times men get jealous of the women or vice versa. Like, how do they do that? Do they just lead the titles outside
her
the
mother,
house?
Her mother lived with them when Barack was president. Sure, she's like, I gotta go through all this. I'm gonna need help. So my mom's gonna be with them.
I didn't know that.
So Barack's mother-in-law was essentially with them the entire time, living with them the entire time.
Or how tough it is to raise two daughters in the White House when you had the one daughter out there partying at the festival. Remember that?
She was of age.
And even how it is settling down after you're out of the public eye, like to go from being around everybody every day to still like not being as needed, but you still have people following you around like Secret Service. Yeah. Like that's something that most people would never understand.
Right. I feel like Michelle runs this relationship. I would love to hear a conversation when they really mad at each other. And she like, sit your ass down. What I tell you, Barack?
I said what I said.
All right, y'all. Now, love is in the air, y'all, for iconic supermodel Beverly Johnson. And we'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all, it looks like congratulations are in order. Beverly Johnson is engaged, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Beverly Johnson. Love you, Beverly.
Yes. In the latest issue of People Magazine on stands today, the OG supermodel shared that she's found love again with businessman Brian Mylan. And it seems that after two marriages in the 1970s, the fashion icon didn't think she would get married again. Beverly said, "Finding the love of my life at this point in my life has been amazing. This is the first time I've dated someone so close to my age." We know the same songs, and we've lived through a lot of the same things. Now, all y'all, right. She's 67 years old, and he's 70, so they are just 3 years apart, and her previous husband was 15 years older than her. So, Heidi, does it help a relationship when you love the same music and the same pop culture references?
I think it definitely helps, and that's why I never really understood when there was a big age difference between people, because you could never go, you remember that show? No, you wouldn't remember that. Do you remember that? I don't think you were born yet. Do you remember? Like, there's no commonality when it comes to do you remember? And I think that's important.
Have you seen younger women who date older men? There's no need for conversation. Why are you talking about anything?
Now, all right, y'all. Now, we all know that COVID-19, honey, ain't going nowhere, honey. And the struggle, y'all, is definitely real for married couples. So now we got two quarantine breakups, honey, to talk about. All right, first up, y'all, we have Darius Rucker and his wife, Beth. So what do you know about these two headcrack, honey? Because all I know was he was a blowfish, and that's all I know about him.
We lost Gary. He heard blowfish. He couldn't think of anything.
Right. Yeah. Him and his band was, like, wildly large. A lot of people remember, I only want to be with you. Yes. Well, he announced on Instagram that he and his wife, Beth, are consciously uncoupling, and they've been married for 20 years, and they got two teenage kids together. Man. Now, he recently reunited with his band after doing country music, and maybe his wife didn't like him hanging out with the Blowfish fans. What you think, Chewy?
Yo, Beth knew exactly what was going to happen when he reunited with the Blowfish part of the band, and she knows what happens on the road. Come on, I think we all know what happens on the road, and I'm not a part of a rock band or a country band, but you know they're lit. Chewy. Come on. They know what happens.
Chewy, I heard that when he was on the road, his wife Beth found out that he had a couple ladies that he was making hootie calls.
Really?
Well, honey, next up, y'all, is actor Armie Hammer and his beautiful wife, honey, Miss Elizabeth Chambers. Now, Heidi, now you want to break this down to us, because, girl, we really need to know what's up.
Okay, so Elizabeth is a chef. She's also a judge on the Food Network, a show called Chopped, which is an awesome show. She's on a show called Chopped Sweets. She and Armie have been married for 10 years, that magical number. These two also announced their split. Everybody's doing it online. They went to Instagram. They both shared the same post. And get this. This is what they said. Quote, we've decided to turn the page and move on from our marriage.
Woo! Boy, they keep coming up with clever ways.
Can't people just say we're breaking up, we're splitting up? I mean.
Conscious uncoupling. All right. Oh. Coming up, how does Kelly Rowland feel about being compared to Beyonce? We're going to tell you more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, so you might know actor James Rhoda from his roles on shows like Psych and A Million Little Things, but what you may not know is Rhoda is not his real last name.
Wow.
And listen, he wants to change it because of the killing of George Floyd, and he decided to dig deeper into his Mexican heritage, and he decided to reclaim his birth name. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare for the plot twist. His last name is Rodriguez.
Hey!
Oh, man. I never guessed that.
The crazy thing, too, is like the biggest plot twist since we found out that Charlie Sheen is really Charlie Estevez. Crazy.
Yes.
Right.
Now, James shared with TV Line that he dropped his birth name after a casting director told him in his first audition that his skin tone and his name didn't match, and another told him that he was great but can't call him back for the lead because of his last name, and they offered him the role of like a gang member or something like that, which is wild, racist.
That's horrible. Horrible.
I don't even believe that.
What?
I don't even believe that.
Chewy,
you're an actor, Chewy. Have you ever been told by a casting director that Chewy Martinez is too Chewy Martinez? Come on.
Frank, I've played a prisoner 10 times and a drug dealer 3 times. Okay, bro?
Yeah.
That's where we're at. That's where we're at.
And that's not the point.
I'm trying to understand.
He's also saying that you don't look Mexican. Your face doesn't match your name.
Right.
So tell that to
Emilio Estevez. Like you brought it up. Emilio Estevez doesn't look like his name, but he went by Emilio Estevez, and his brother changed his name to Charlie Sheen. So he got roles. He never turned down.
I think the nepotism kind of helped him there because you knew his dad was Martin Sheen, so it kind of helped push him through a little bit.
He's a part of the legacy, so that's different.
Never mind.
And people type cast all the
time, though. Shut up, white guy!
It's a conversation!
We got it!
Have you ever, Chewy, or would you have ever considered just going by Chewy Martin if somebody was like, Martinez, no?
If they actually suggested me changing my name, I would tell them to go fly a kite. I am proud to be Mexican. I'm proud to be Dominican. And I would never change my name. Oh. I am who I am, and I'm a Martinez.
Represent, represent.
All right, well, moving on, Kelly Rowland, open up on the voice of...
If that is her name.
No, it's Kelly Rodriguez.
You never... Oh, wow. I thought it was Kelly Rodé. Now, she opened up on The Voice Australia after a contestant by the name of Chris Sebastian admitted to feeling overshadowed by his brother, who's also a singer. Take a look at Kelly's response. We'll talk about it.
I know this feeling. Can you imagine what it's like being in a group with Beyonce? I would just torture myself in my head, like, well, I can't wear this dress because they're going to say it's like B, or I can't have a song like that because it sounds too much like B. They're going to compare anyways. I would be lying if I said, no, it's never bothered me. That's bull.
I'm sure, I promise y'all, it probably was something told to her when the group was initially started, that Beyonce is the star and everybody else follows suit. And she probably kept that in her head saying, well, I can't go further, I can't do this, I can't do that because I'm gonna be compared, or that, you know, there's gonna be ramifications. So I think she did what she had to do. That's why now she's speaking out about it, because she's been speaking out a lot lately, honey, regarding, you know, being in the group.
Brad, what would you have done? Brad, if you were on The Voice Australia, what would your advice to Chris have been?
Shine as hard as you can. Don't look at the next person. They may be better than you, but guess what? If you give it your all, what else can you do?
Hey, okay. I
would
that.
Also suggest right, growing that beard out a little bit more. Just keep growing the beard.
He's got a face, he needs a beard.
A little bigger beard.
Oh, God. Stop judging.
Well, coming up, Kurt Franklin was dancing with joy after his son did this. We'll tell you what after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Okay, you guys, Kurt Franklin and his wife Tammy want their kids to get out.
Oh.
So the gospel singer posted a hilarious video to social media doing the Who's Next challenge, showing his excitement when packing up his kids to get the hell out of his house. Take a look.
So I flew out of town to get my son settled in his new apartment. I'm so excited for him. And he's at my house. And all I gotta say is,
Who's next?
Now, that is too funny, y'all. Now, see, I'm not a parent, but is that the level of excitement you have when your kids decided to move out here, Crackin' Frank?
Oh, yeah, I was so excited. I mean, even before she moved out, I was like, hey, look at all these job listings in San Francisco. You know, I live in Los Angeles. Like, hey, look at these. And my son, I mean, he still lives with me, but he's in his bedroom, you know, playing Xbox. He's 16, so hard to tell what else he's playing with in there, but it's like he's moved out as well. So I'm like, yeah, awesome.
Yo, in my crib, like, the older one is the chill one. He don't ever have to
leave. Right. Wow. It's so chill.
It's the kids. It's the smaller ones. But you can't legally send them out when they're 2
through
8.
Yeah, you can't force them out. Right. Right.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.